To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
For an update from the Auckland Airport, their chief executive, Kari Hurihanganui, joins me now. Kari, good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Thanks for your time. What's the latest with the Auckland airports and the opening domestic international?
Yes, certainly. Well, we've just released that as far as the domestic terminal, a little bit earlier, we said we will be operating arriving and departing flights from the domestic terminal from lunchtime today, so people can get moving again, which is great. International, obviously, had significantly more flooding last night, and so we are currently and have been assessing key utilities and systems to ensure that we can safely resume normal operations. We've advised that departures would be at the earliest at 5 p.m. today, but we are looking to confirm that's an estimated time. We're looking to confirm that early afternoon once we've done our assessment, and then arrivals will be starting from after 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I had a chat with one of our journalists who was out at the trying to get into the terminal, and he was in the car parking. It was around knee high. How did that much of that water made its way into the domestic terminal?
Oh, this is early hours of this morning, was it? Yeah. Well, certainly what we found, it, as you would have seen probably in the news coverage across all of Auckland, you know, an unprecedented amount of rain fell in a short amount of time. So that pressure on the surrounding roads coming into the airport precinct and then the roads here themselves, so that continued to rise, got into what we call the forecourt, or the area where people pick up and drop off as they're arriving. And then ultimately that did rise above kind of a curve level into the terminals. Now, domestic just very slightly, which is why we're able to get that up and running much faster, but it was significant in the international terminal across that arrivals area as well as the check-in area. But it started receding about 3 o'clock this morning, and then we started to move into getting the appropriate equipment to come in and remove the water and start to clean that up.
Any issues on the runway side of things weather-wise?
Weather-wise, no. I mean, that largely has been coming, although what we were is in the evening before we did stop operations, we were doing a runway inspection after each departure, and that was just purely to understand surface flooding and if that got to a point where we needed to stop. But actually, it was the terminal that was the issue more so than the runway itself.
Yeah. Just lastly, there were quite a few hundred travellers, I guess, I understand, who were told that they had to leave the terminal. Was that a miscommunication, or was... what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, certainly. What we did do, because we had a number of passengers that had gone through the departure process and clearly were what we call airside or waiting to board their planes. What happened then when things were paused because of the rain and then ultimately the flooding? After a period of time when airlines, it became clear they wouldn't be departing, some airlines advised canceling the flights or rescheduling it. We did ask customers to... reprocess back to through the border, back to what we call kind of landside, but they were certainly welcome to stay landside. Okay. So it wasn't that they needed to leave the airport. It was just that actually, if the flight's not going in the next 6, 7, 8 hours, okay, to actually come through landside.
Excellent. Hey, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it. That is the Auckland Airport Chief Executive, Kari Hurihanganui. And now...
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.